Hey, everyone. It is so wonderful to see your sunshiny faces. And guess what? We're talking about Star Wars Celebration. This is part one. We're going to be getting into trailers, Forces of Destiny, all of that good stuff. So you guys better stick around.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk. We talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's Jedi Alliance.
Oh,
what up?
Oh, yeah. Man, welcome to Jedi Alliance. That's right, we're going to be talking about Star Wars, and this week we're going to be talking about Star Wars Celebration. I am one of your wonderful, amazing hosts, Michael Young. You can find me online at One Youngster, which is O-N-E-Y-O-U-N-G-S-T-A. And I am joined by the amazing, wonderful, the super duper sweet, awesome, tacular. I think I kind of took that. Lawyers might be coming for me, but Alexis Torres, what's up?
Hello, everybody. I apologize if my voice starts to go at any point in time because there was screaming, crying, and everything this entire week of celebration and also work and other things. But hi, I'm Alexis Torres. You guys can find me all over the interwebs at atorres890. That's A-T-O-R-R-E-S 890. But we are missing our third dude today.
Oh, but he is with us.
What?
He's with us in spirit. See, Mark B. Donica, also known as MBD.
MBD.
Also at Mark B. Donica.
Hell yeah.
Has sent us a nice little video. A little something for y'all to enjoy. A little update.
Oh, I thought he was just going to be raining from the heavens. Just his voice just booming.
So we're going to go in and cut to this video right now to show you the message that he has for all of us from the wonderful, sunshiny Orlando, Florida.
Hell yeah.
Hello, everybody out there at the Alliance.
Hi, Mark.
It's one of your hosts, Mark Donica, here live from my hotel room in Orlando. My wife is here as well, but she has requested to not appear on camera.
I don't have makeup on.
She has no makeup on. Drea. And she's tired. It's been a long couple of days.
I love her.
It is currently Saturday. We have decided to not attend Sunday because we're pretty burnt out. We've done a lot over the weekend. I'm going to talk about it more when I get back into the studio next week, but I just wanted to give you a little bit of our experience here. Day one was an absolute nightmare. The line system was really rough. It took us a while to get into the convention center, but we had a good chance to walk around, look at exclusives and toys, and I was looking for anything and everything IG-88, found some cool stuff that I wasn't quite ready to pay so much for, or stuff that I wouldn't be able to pack safely or didn't want to ship back. All IG-88 all the time. That's me. Also, we missed the opportunity to get into the 40th anniversary panel, but we got into a sweet panel with Billy Dee Williams, which if you can watch on StarWars.com, please do. There's a wonderful look at his career. We both forgot that he was an artist, and some of his work is absolutely breathtaking. That was definitely a highlight of day one. We played a new game that is going to be coming out soon for mobile. It's going to be called Puzzle Droids. Mm-hmm. You can pre-order it now in the Google Store, but wonderful, like bejeweled style jewel
and
matching
game,
but there's an extra level of depth that both Star Wars fans and mobile game fans will be able to appreciate, and I'm going to talk a lot more about that because I got a chance to play it a bit.
Yes.
Day two, we signed up for the Warwick Davis and Women of Star Wars panels.
Yes!
We then got into the store line and proceeded to wait in the store line for hours and hours and hours, also hours. We missed the Warwick panel, unfortunately. We did get a chance to see him as the host of the Billy Dee Williams panel, and then today, on Saturday, as he came out for Rebels and did a little bit of hosting shtick and was on the Rebels panel, little did we know. But also, the Women of Star Wars panel, Andrea was lucky enough to see in person, because after I got into the line, I waited in another line for a product that you couldn't get just on the floor.
Aww.
And then I waited in the checkout line for over 35 minutes, and I know that because I watched 35 minutes of Force Awakens.
Nice!
But I would also recommend everybody, we watched it when we got back to our hotel room, Mark Hamill's Carrie Fisher tribute panel was absolutely beautiful.
I cried so much.
A lot of great stories in there.
Still gonna keep that.
Today for day three was actually jam-packed. We got into the Rebels panel, got a chance to see a sneak peek at an episode in season four. Sad that this will be the last season of Rebels, but they're going to go out with a bang. I'll tell you that much. We got a lot of sweet, sweet Mandalorian action.
Sweet, sweet.
Then we went to wait in line for the Anthony Daniels panel. Standby, unfortunately, did not. We waited standby for the Battlefront 2 panel. Got in. holy cow, not just so the gameplay and the world that they're creating for Battlefront 2, but the novel. We had announced on the show, we had talked about Inferno Squad, a new book. Nobody had an idea of what it was about, and they clarified that it's going to be a prequel to Battlefront 2. Super excited about the story they're going to be telling in that book. Super excited for what we saw. We saw some exclusive stuff that I'll talk about a little bit more when I'm back in the studio.
Yay.
And then in the Parks, the Star Wars Parks panel, excuse those children, we got this. I was in heaven because we got a history of Star Tours, which, as many of you know, is my favorite ride in the park.
Yes, it
is. And I talk about it ad nauseum. I even got a pin that was the final flight from when they retired the original video.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to see Anthony Daniels as a part of that panel.
Yay.
And Imagineer Tom Fitzgerald, who we got a chance to meet after the fact. I absolutely have loved this experience at Star Wars.
Yay.
The first day was a little rough. I'll give you that.
It was really rough.
It was pretty rough. But just before we left the floor, we got an opportunity to meet Christy Golden, who is not only writing the Inferno Squad book, but also wrote Dark Disciple, and Delilah Dawson, who is writing a new novel based on Phasma. As of right now, it's just called Phasma. And as a result of that meeting, we got this sweet signed Inferno Squad on one side.
Yeah.
And then on the other side is the tentative cover of Phasma, both signed by both authors. And we're going to be giving that away. I'm talking about that right now to Michael and Alexis. They're going to announce it momentarily how we're going to be able to give that away to a lucky viewer or listener to Jedi Alliance. So make sure you follow us on all social media. Alliance Pod. We'll have more in this episode, and then I'm sure we're going to have even more in the next episode as more news comes out.
Yes.
But thank you very much for being a continuous listener. I met somebody on the floor while I was stuffing my face with food. It was very gross and disgusting, but I didn't even get your name, which I apologize for. But if you're hearing this, it was an absolute pleasure to meet you. Thank you for supporting the show. Thank you to everybody for supporting the show.
Yes.
And if in between this and whenever I'm back in town, if I do meet anybody else, then I'll meet you. thank you so much for watching this this sweet little video update and listening to it. But I will see everybody next week. Thank you, Michael and Alexis, for holding down the fort. Thank you, everybody.
Yeah.
And may the force be with you. Have a good rest of your show.
I love Mark. I love him so much.
Mark is the man, yo. Mark, just right. Bring it in. Mark.
Slow zoom.
I thank you for adding me to the team. What you've done for me, introducing me to the rest of the Jedi Alliance crew, has just been amazing. And it's emotional, but I love you, man. Love you.
Mark, I also have some words. That's it. That's all I wanted you to know. You know what it means.
Man.
Also, Drea, I love you. Hey, girl, what's up? How you
Drea,
doing?
Stay real.
Also, stay away from me.
The funny thing is, the kids in the background running around. On one hand, I'm like, kids, sit down. But then on the other hand, I'm like, if I was at Celebration and I was like 7 years old, I'd be going crazy.
Yeah, no.
I'd be running up and down the hall like, all day.
Yeah, and like if you've been keeping up with Mark and the Jedi Alliance podcast Twitter, like he. Mark updated you the entire weekend, and it was great, and I love that he did that. So, like, when he comes back, I can just imagine the stuff that we're going to get into.
Yes.
Which we should definitely dive in, because we don't have enough time.
We have some stuff to get into. So, we have a video. I know you guys have already watched it, but you have not watched it with us.
Because, there was, like I said,
there's a little trailer.
Yeah. Just a little trailer. Anything important or anything.
Star Wars The Last Jedi decided to give us a little teaser.
Just a little something.
And we figured it would be great if we could all watch it together.
Even
though
good.
We've already watched it probably 10 times.
I mean, come on. There was at least like a crap ton of breakdown that entire weekend, plus what was happening out here and everywhere else in the world. So why not we just break it down together?
Yeah, so let's
as a crazy
it,
family
you know,
that we are.
Jump in the chat. Let us know what you
do
think.
Do it.
And we're going to watch this thing. It's going to be fun.
Hit that play button. Neil, please. Sorry. Please.
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 Thank you. Oh, snap.
Did anyone else jump? Because
I did jump a little bit. See that Lucasfilm? You know what's up.
It's so beautiful.
It's like, yes.
Breathe.
beautiful.
Is it weird that I thought of the Kong trailer when I saw that shot?
Breathe. Get the words from a sage.
It's so beautiful. Now,
reach out. What do you say?
Get that power.
Light.
Yes.
Yes.
We're just building up
darkness.
Right now. And those books, man.
I know, I'm so excited. Wait. Happening when I was watching this trailer. I was at work on a Friday and I was like, God, like it was terrible. Very unattractive emotions happening with my face.
I had to look over my shoulder like, all right, cool, let me watch this.
Yeah, no, we had a half day on Friday. So okay, cool. I like, everyone was all just doing their own thing and I was just sitting there with a tissue box and popcorn. Just ugly crying at my desk. It was terrible. And it was just unattractive things happening with my face. But it was just, Number one, which I think they actually brought up in Celebration when they did the breakdown on the floor of the trailer, Poe Dameron's ships are just getting blown up. I don't know what's happening with your ships, but you need to stop.
Well, it's because they know he's the best pilot. They got to come after him.
I'm like, you either need to find a different ship. Stop painting it black, for one, because apparently it just sticks out.
Yeah, but it's because he's sweet. When you're the sweetest person, you have, you know, he got black wings, black rims, all tint.
No, literally all of it.
You know, even the S-foils and stuff, that's black. Yeah. Everything's black.
I mean, also the bad thing was my headphones weren't like the ones that we have on now. They weren't very good, so I couldn't even hear the whispering quotes underneath until I rewatched it at home on my giant screen TV. And I was like, oh my God, there was rewind. I'm on my phone. I'm like, rewind. What happened? And it was just really nice to see that and just being able to bring that back. And I know that The Force Awakens, we had that when Rey touched the lightsaber. We had all those flashbacks and the whispering underneath and everything. So I kind of like, I don't know if you guys think if Disney's going to overdo that for the next few, but I'd like.
I don't think so.
I like what they're doing with it, though.
Yeah.
I don't mind it because it's definitely that little like, hey, look at that nostalgia. Poke you with it.
And big shout out to Justin Toner in the chat. He said the shot of Rey practicing with a lightsaber with Luke watching gave me all the feels. I gotta agree.
I got a Karate Kid moment for me.
Yeah, and it was Karate Kid is sweet. Like, Karate Kid 1 and 2, sweet. Number 3 is kind of okay. But 1 and 2 is sweet.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? When he chopped that ice brick, and I'm just thinking, I'm like, yo, Rey is getting into like what it means to train as a Jedi, because we never really saw that.
Correct.
So this movie, we're going to be able to see like real training. Mm-hmm. Because, of course, Luke cut his short because he had to run off to Cloud City.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's just so much to learn from what it takes to be a Jedi. Which I'm just like, I'm psyched for.
I know, but I know that there's mixed feelings about the fact of like a lot of people are like, no, this can't be the last Jedi. What do you mean? And then there's the other half, which my fiance, who's engineering the show, Neil, had a really great thing to say, which while we were watching the trailer at home on Friday. You there, hon?
Yo, what up?
If you can turn up your mic, tell him what you told me while we were watching the trailer about you had a theory about it when we finished The Force Awakens, but now that we have this trailer, you kind of have more things to talk about after that.
Yeah, it feels a little bit more solidified it feels a little bit more solidified, my theory, after we saw the trailer. Basically, we know that the Force was in balance during the prequels. The Jedi were far too prolific. They were generals and armies. They had influence in the Senate. That's not what the Jedi are supposed to be doing. They're supposed to be just keeping the peace. And that's brought up a few times in the Clone Wars series. It's brought up in some of the prequel movies.
Mm-hmm.
And so the theory is that Anakin brought balance to the Force by first eradicating the Jedi, or at least aiding in eradicating the Jedi, and then also eradicating the Sith by killing Darth Sidious, the Emperor, in Episode 6. And after that, there was a balance. Since then, between Episode 6 and 7, we know that Luke tried to train his own little group of Jedi, and we sort of surmise that that is sort of where the Knights of Ren came out of, specifically their leader, or their supposed leader, Kylo. Came out of that training, and for some reason after that, Luke just went into hiding. So I was thinking, after Episode 7, why would Luke just go into hiding? Why wouldn't he just, you know, fight back? Why wouldn't he try to make the Sith go away using his Jedi Force? And maybe it's because he realized that you cannot have balance if you also have Jedi. Jedi, like, if you want to have balance, I'll say it rather this way. If you want to have balance with Jedi, you also have to have Sith, because that is how the balance works.
Yes.
And so the Force probably, I mean, I don't know if it was like the Force working through Snoke or the Force working mm-hmm. through something. The Force would have had to then manifest some sort of dark side to balance with the Jedi that he was then training and giving power to. So I think when he says to Rey in this trailer, or supposedly to Rey in this trailer, that the Jedi must end, I think he literally means the way of the Jedi needs to go away. We need, if we're going to confront this at all, we need to confront it as a neutral party.
I just wanted to know what you thought about that.
And I think that those old texts that they show in the teaser point directly to that. I think it shows like an older teaching of the Force, where someone can use what those books teach to manipulate the Force in a way that will not land them on either the light or the dark side. Or rather, as a neutral party.
I just want to know your thoughts on that.
I hear where you're coming from, and I think it would work in a... Like, in a perfect world, I think mm-hmm. it would work. But when you have something as strong as the First Order, like, right. you have to push back.
Right.
Like, you can't... It's tough to be Sweden, you know, right. for, you know, when you have something as big as the Empire, or as big as the First Order. So I definitely understand being like, hey guys, we can't be a, you know, a fighting force. But you know, for Luke to kind of know this stuff is going on, because I know the strength that he has in the Force, he has to know
right.
at least an idea of what's going on. I kind of take a little bit of issue with, you know, Luke kind of not doing anything.
Right.
Because I feel like if you have, with great power comes great responsibility.
Here we go.
But, you know, if you can do better, you should do better. If you can help these people, you should help these people.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like he kind of took the self-pity route. And, you know, I'm not too pleased with Luke. You know, if I, like, say if I was another Jedi, or if I was someone who, say, was Force sensitive, and I'm like, you know, 10 or 12 or whatever, and I'm like, oh, Luke was this great guy, you know, he must have died or something, because if Luke was here, and then you find out Luke was here, it's kind of like meeting your heroes, yeah. and you're like, hold up, but you knew this was happening, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like my aunts were killed, or, you know, my friends were killed, and like, but you knew this was happening. You were here?
And I think that's what's going to it's a little bit of both, where yeah. the fact of, like, I agree with what Neil's saying, and I think that that would be a good way to kind of put that in there, and maybe that would be his way of thinking. And then also with your prediction on that, is the fact that that would be the stem of just, like, Rey being upset. It's like, you knew about all these things, and you didn't yeah. do anything, and he will use Neil's, like, reasoning of, like, this is why it needs to be. And she's like, shouldn't even matter at this point in time. And then obviously we can go
into
that. Or
maybe if it was just people versus people, but you yeah. have Snoke using the Force, which Correct. Is, like, tipping that scale.
Hello.
So maybe if it was just people versus people, I'd be like, okay, well, sure. that's kind of fair. But yeah. once Snoke comes in, it's like, nah, Luke, you got to come in, because it's unfair for them to be using the Force mm-hmm. against people that aren't, you know?
Yeah, I just wanted to bring in different walks of life, because I have yeah. been hearing different things, and I'll obviously, when Mark comes in, he can talk about that when we get to that for part two of Celebration. Well, I didn't want to, yeah, go for it.
Well, I think I think that maybe Luke was looking at what was going on with the Knights of Ren and realizing that he had a part to play in creating them. So if he fought back, the cycle would continue. I think he just let go the short game, and he's looking at the big picture. That if he would, especially like in during the events of Episode 7, I believe this is maybe where his thought process was, that he would just look at the big picture and say to himself that if I go out and stop this, mm-hmm. it's going to keep happening. All it's right. gonna, it's going, like, something else is gonna happen. There's gonna be a more dark side to come up against me if I'm a Jedi, and it's, and then more Jedi to come up against that to defeat it, and then war is just gonna continue because no one knows how to control the Force.
All right, but
and
then,
so I think maybe he's just, you know, depressed. He feels like he caused all this pain and all this suffering because he thought that he could train his own little group of Jedi. And he just took self-pity on himself. And I believe that Rey will come to him in episode 8 and say, hey, asshole.
Snap out of it.
You can't just you can't just mess this up and leave.
Well,
and I think he'll train her as a Jedi, but with the promise that they will be the last.
Okay.
Now, I don't think it's fair to say, like, or for Luke to be like, oh, this is my fault.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like, if I train somebody martial arts, or if I train somebody how to use a gun or whatever, mm-hmm. and they go and, you know, commit mass murder or whatever, it's not my fault. That person has their own mind and their own, you know.
But I can,
you know,
see them using that for Luke's story, yeah, but
though. Obi-Wan still felt bad for Vader.
True.
He still felt responsible, in a way, for Darth Vader,
mm-hmm.
because he didn't teach him right. He took a high-powered thermonuclear weapon, and he didn't teach it right.
Well, yeah, I'll give you that, but that's kind of like a writing thing that they do in comics as well.
Yeah, yeah.
I hate when, like, they make the lead be like, oh, I feel bad that this happened. It's like, well, you know, these are grown-ups with their own ideas and their own mm-hmm. motivations, and they do what they want to do. Like, they have their own free will. Oh, well, yeah, I still need to feel bad about this for 5 episodes. It's like, no, like, you know, you taught them everything right. You didn't say, like, here's a gun, and this is how you commit genocide. No.
I mean,
like, you were like, here's a gun, here's how you use it properly, this is how you protect people, this is how you serve and protect, or whatever. And then they're like, oh, well, let's be bad guys. Like,
it's, yeah, and we'll get more to that, because we still have a lot more to talk about. I just wanted to bring that up, because I thought it was very interesting, and
In a perfect world,
mm-hmm.
I'd say that works.
Yeah.
But just...
We'll see.
The Empire
we'll see
tips
happens.
The scales a little
no,
too much.
No, correct. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it'll be interesting.
But let's see. What do we have? Someone says, what if Luke created the Knights of Ren?
I thought that's, like, what Neil said, but I could be wrong, though.
Sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
But we got, dag, we do, because there's something cool that's coming in animated shorts, and we got a video for that. And those animated shorts are going to be, we're going to be getting into Rebels for season 4.
Yes, you had it up.
The trailer for season 4 Rebels, there's a somber tone.
Well, yeah, also because it's the last season of Rebels, so I can see why they did that. But I know, even just from looking at this trailer, that this season is going to be bomb. So.
And I think it's going to be a lot of sadness.
But I feel like we can, I don't know, just...
Let's roll the clip.
Yeah, like, let's just do it.
It was a simple story about a boy who was lost and a girl who was broken.
Yes.
They fought alongside a survivor, a war veteran, and a fallen knight. I led them into
the
battle
drums.
Against
perfect.
An evil so terrible, it tried to black out the stars. We fought for each other. We fought for those who could not. But we never imagined it would end like this.
Cool. Those cool ties.
This is a time of difficult choices. Sometimes impossible ones.
Yep. As long as we're together, we've got a chance.
At least we'll go down fighting.
Mm. All paths are coming together now.
That's dope.
It's time
to
get
so
to
dope.
Work.
Callus in the house.
We are the balance, Ezra. We were meant to be Jedi so we could be here now.
Thank you, Luke.
When Lothal needs us most.
When they need us most.
May the Force be with you.
Oh, I love you, Hera. Marry me.
Hera is, man. Okay, so straight up, I got to say this because
I think I said this
in my review. I really feel like she's saying this at a funeral. I think she's saying this where she's the lone survivor and
everyone else is dead?
Yeah.
Michael!
I think...
What?
Yo, man.
Why?
Look, we adults now. You know what I'm saying? We adults. We can handle this subject now.
I don't know who you're talking to. This is clearly not an adult in this seat right now. I couldn't...
I think she's saying this at like a 21 gun salute kind of thing.
Interesting.
And they're all dead. And...
Wow.
It would break my heart, like, but that's what I'm feeling in my head.
Do you see this? Do you see this? My heart right now. Do you see it? It's just, it's like, it's just, you just did this.
But no, I
like, it does seem like something, or maybe something like later on in life where she is the lone survivor. She's telling like, I don't know, kids or whatever after like, what did you do when you were young? Well, you see kids. Like, this is what I did. And this is the group that I was with. I mean, I can see it because it is a sombering tone. I just couldn't tell if it was like, her last speech before the last big one, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but I mean, it would be weird. I don't know. Like, I understand where you're coming from. I just don't want to, I'm just in denial about it. And I will probably be forever in denial about it. Because it is the last season, it makes sense.
I think it's one of those things where it's like, it's 21 gun salute. You know, the flags are over the flags are over the coffins. And, they make a young brother cry.
I'm like, what did you just do to me? Like, I have no soul now.
But Hera has always been a great leader. You know, my team is Hera, Kanan, Sabine. I've never really been super high on the rest of them, but I understand. they've grown on me.
Yeah.
But I think this trailer just gets us ready for a great end, a valiant end to all of our characters.
Yeah.
And I do like the whole thing, like, we are the balance. Like,
yeah.
The whole, like, all right, Ezra, I know you've been immature. I know you've grown a lot, but now it's the time to really, like, we're all they got.
Yeah.
This is it. You know, they got Vader, they got Inquisitors and stuff.
Yeah.
We are, because he's under the, he doesn't know that Obi-Wan is around. God. So
sorry, I'm like, reading the chat and everything that they're saying, and it hurts my soul. Also, Hassan was like, stop breaking Lexus. Yeah, I agree. But no, Slim 41, the 41-3 was like, I can't say it. You have to do it, Michael.
Kanan dead, Sabine dead, Zeb dead, Ezra Sith Lord. Whoo.
Why?
That would, man.
I'm okay. I'm okay. I mean, that would be crazy, but I also would be like, such a crazy, crazy ending. I don't know.
Wow. Like, maybe that's him saying that to Ezra as he's turning, saying like, yo, we're the balance. You can't do this. You can't change. And he, man.
I can't. Wow. I can't do this. What are we talking about next? I'm just kidding. But yeah.
Guys, thank you for all of these great comments. And also, big shout out to Slim. Yo, what up? Mike Collins, you in the house. Nice to see you. But it's a wonderful trailer that I really
think it's
letting us know that these guys have fought hard. These guys are our family. Fast and Furious.
But we saw that on Friday. It was good.
these guys are our family, and you know, all these wonderful things must come to an end for a greater good.
Do you, Jedi Mistress in the chat was like, a story of a boy and a girl sounds like Ezra plus Sabine equals Rey?
You know what? That theory has been around.
Yeah.
Possible. You know, he's
You
been,
never know.
He's been, you know, digging on her for a minute, and she's been like, I'm good.
Nah, I don't need you no more.
So, I'm cool. Yeah. I know you cut your hair, but I'm still good.
Yeah, that's not going to change me. It's not going to change how I feel.
But that's cool. So, of course, next up, we got a different type.
We got a different type
of first look at Forces of Destiny, which is going to be kind of like these shorts that come out this summer. And I love shorts. You know, these short little animated stories chronicling like the little stories and lives of people throughout the Star Wars galaxy. Uh-huh. Let's go on and check out this first look.
You should look at it. It's so beautiful.
for many beautiful. Years, something that's been really important to Star Wars is these characters that little kids can grow up and recognize a little bit of themselves.
So with Forces of Destiny, there was an opportunity to tell some additional stories around these terrific characters from throughout the franchise.
Forces of Destiny, they're these almost bite-sized, short, great self-contained art. Adventures that take place in different time periods. It's very much a real part of Star Wars.
Well, we were very fortunate to have Daisy reprising her role.
Aww. As Rey. Heck yeah.
BB-8, this way.
Felicity Jones as Jyn Erso.
I suggest you pick on someone your own size.
We have Lupita back as Maz.
Oh, yes. It's a nice night for telling stories.
This new series of shorts just opens up a whole new realm of possibilities.
You guys.
I'm hyped for that.
I'm getting emotional just thinking about it.
I'm super psyched for that because so I think it's going to be a lot of fun little small tidbits that you always get pieces of. And DC did a lot of that.
No, correct.
You know, with like Shanghai Batman and all that stuff.
Oh my God, it's so good. There's some pictures also because during this panel, which Mark brought up, was the fact of like the heroines of Star Wars and everything like that. Like there's mm-hmm. pictures of that. But I love the one thing that the moderator did bring up was the fact that there's going to be a toy line that comes with this all the shorts and how they made a toy line, which I think is the next picture of are the females of Star Wars. So like during that panel, if you didn't get to watch it live, she brought out the figurine. So Daisy Ridley was sitting there. They brought out a Rey figurine, and then we had Ashley. She had her Ahsoka one, and we had Sabine. Like it was
cool.
It was great. I mean. Is it Dave who's the executive producer and creator of that? Is it Dave?
Dave Filoni.
Yeah. He was upset because he was like, "Where's my doll?" And I was like, "This is what we're doing right now."
Cowboy hat.
He was like, "Where's my cowboy hat doll?" Like that's what I want. And he was like super like butthurt about it. I mean, clearly it was a joke, but it was just really funny for him to be like, "They're like, what do you think about us making a toy line?" He's like, "Well, I guess since you know I firsthand know I'm not getting one, I guess it's okay." Like it was just. Really funny. So if you do have time, you should go watch that. But like, the one thing that the actress who plays Sabine said, which was amazing, and that's why I love this panel so much, which we'll get into when Mark comes back, mm-hmm. was the fact that the one thing that they said, like, how do you feel now that you're holding your doll, like you have a like an action figure of you, like an actual like Barbie doll size of your character? And the first thing she said was. You know, it's funny, growing up, anytime I went to the store or went to Toys R Us or whatever, I never mm-hmm. had a doll that looked like me. And clearly, like, Sabine doesn't look like people. Like, I mean, you know what I mean? Like,
because the hair color.
Yeah, and stuff. And, like, you know, but it's not the fact that she, you know, that the actress doesn't look like Sabine. It's the fact that you're finding a tan-colored doll. I mean, Barbie had friends that were different, you know,
ethnicities.
But like, you know, like, and it's Barbie. It's not like a badass warrior who runs around with a black lightsaber killing people. Like, it's not killing people. You know what I mean? But
well,
like,
maybe
it was
she might kill some people.
Anyway, but like, it was just cool to hear that. And same thing with Ashley, where she was like, you know, anytime that you wanted an action figure that was supposed to be a woman who was also badass, was you didn't really get that when we were growing up.
Yeah, because I can remember. Wonder Woman always had a toy.
Well, of course.
I do remember at a time there was a Sarah Connor toy.
There was. Yes. I did research.
They had a
on
Leia
that.
Toy.
They did. And that's awesome.
But that's. I can't really think of. I mean, I want to say there was a Storm toy. I remember seeing one way back. But there's very few and far between.
But yeah.
You know, very few and far between.
But it's nice because now that there are little girls, especially when we got to see in the Carrie Fisher tribute of the little girls dressing up as Leia, which I mean, mm-hmm. that's been happening since she's. You know, been part of the Star Wars series. That's always going to be happening. But now there is an actual line of different things. Like, obviously, Ashley has her line of her universe and being able to, like, show people that, you know, women of all shapes and sizes, colors, whatever, can wear pretty things that have nerdy crap on it. But now we actually
nerdy crap.
You know what I'm saying? And, like, I mean, I'm doing it right now. I've got, I mean, this isn't her universe, but I've got, you know, Studio Ghibli kimono with, you know, David Bowie Leia on my shirt. Like, it's
cool.
Like, I could be wearing this in high school. I'll get beat up for this kind of crap. But now it's like, oh, it's everywhere. We're cool now. You know, like, we've got jackets, like Letterman jackets that have Dragon Ball Z on the back. Like, it's just.
And that's sweet.
No, it's fantastic. I mean, I remember when we used to have those button up Hawaiian shirts of Dragon Ball Z and people were like, oh, that's weird.
Come on, guys.
And now you can wear that whenever you want. Everyone's like, oh my God, your shirt's so cool. Like, it's just, but it's just cool that I can see little girls like my nieces and other people, or just cousins, even the kids I used to teach karate, who they were like, oh, you know, oh, girls can't hit boys or whatever. Like, now you have animations, movies, whatever.
Yeah, girls can hit boys. Boys cannot hit girls.
Correct. And, well, I mean,
chokehold only. Yeah. No, I'm just playing. Do not do that.
Yeah.
Because they'll call the cops and be like, well, Mike said you could chokehold. No, yeah. I didn't
Mike,
say
Mike, Mom, Mike told me that I could do whatever I want.
I could chokehold my sister. Mike said it.
Girls shouldn't be hitting boys either, unless they obviously deserved it in that way and whatever, vice versa. But, like, it's just cool that the fact that these women can sit there, see a full size, you know, doll of their character, and it's something that, like, little girls can look up to, as in, like, yeah, Ahsoka is a, you know, a bad, well, the little kid's not gonna be saying badass, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Like, it was just, it was very moving to watch this panel, and also have the fact that these girls were excited about their dolls and that we can actually give them out, instead of it being like, I'm a princess and I'm gonna sit there and just have a tea party and just do this. But, you know, you have Princess Leia who's sitting there gunning stormtroopers down, like
jumping
it's,
in the trash.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's just
now. Are these dolls cool, like the Barbie size dolls? Yeah, or are they like the GI Joe size? Like I like.
No. They're like this.
Dang.
Yeah. No, you should just, like, if
I
you
can't
see
put those besides my X-Men characters.
I mean, no.
I'm
correct.
Trying to fix. Yeah, I'm they're to like maneuver yeah. these guys throughout.
Yeah, I would say like the way that they were holding them, they needed at least like 1 to 2 wow. hands. So like at least like this big. I'm gonna Dang. Say, but I mean that's from. Watching
so
from
you guys, this is collector stuff, but still go on and get it. Put it in your little cabinet with a light on it.
Yeah,
know,
it's gonna look real cool.
Let that light
and they
shine.
Have like full, like they have a lightsaber and everything. Like they have stuff. Like Sabine
and
has
I
her
saw
helmet.
They had the hair. They had the fly hair on it. So you know, I gotta give them their props.
Come on,
instead
like,
of like the plastic hair, like it's just like
no, it's
just
actual,
like molded.
Yeah, and you're like, do I take that off? I don't know. But yeah, it was just really cool, and I was really proud of the fact that they did this, and the fact that they're making shorts of it. And I know that we were talking about like who we want to see in these mm-hmm. different shorts, and I think Maz is the one that I'm looking forward to the most, because I don't know anything about her. I want to know more yeah. about her. So if we do have more like shorts of that, that would be great. Because I mean, before we get into episode 8, 9, and you know, so on and so forth. So
cool,
sorry
cool.
for ranting. I was
this is dope.
It was so good.
So we have one more thing.
Just one.
That was wonderful. And guys, don't worry. There will be a part 2 next week. There's tons of celebration stuff to get into, but this week we gave a tribute, or well, Star Wars Celebration gave a tribute to the wonderful Princess Leia, Carrie Fisher. And we wanted to share with you because we're not sure if everyone's seen everything, because I haven't seen every panel.
It's
but
tough.
It's beautiful, and I think it's worth watching. So if we could roll that beautiful beam footage, please.
You ready?
Rolling. Ready? Roll. Don't use any of this. Don't
okay.
tell me.
Okay, carry 3. Ready?
Yep.
Oh, she's so beautiful.
Hi.
Hi.
Michael, why are you trying to get me to cry on the show?
Too little short for a stormtrooper.
She was just lounging in it.
I don't know.
I guess you don't know everything about women.
Every
yet.
Time I cringe, it's just...
It's like,
I love
she
you.
Didn't know.
So, no, they didn't know.
I know. I love you.
I know.
Hands up!
Carrie Fisher, 19.
I think I am Princess Leia, and Princess Leia is me. It's like a Mobius strip tease.
So I think George did get confused. The less clothing on women, the more confused he is. Probably in a good way.
Gary's falling asleep.
Gary's bored as hell. Can you imagine?
I've never had someone
just
fall
be doing
asleep during my interview.
That you know of.
Thank you.
Do you have any advice for the younger members of the cast?
I've told Daisy not to go through the crew like wildfire.
Wow.
I love
she
her.
She just is the most entertaining and shockingly funny person you'll ever know.
She just makes out with people.
Yo,
I love it.
I was like, yo, Carrie.
When you get older,
she can get it.
Yo,
she can get it.
Down. Carrie, don't play up in
here. And you just feel good about yourself and confident all the time. That's why people want to be celebrities. Okay, that's not true.
No.
Look at that young George.
Oh my god.
Young George had that beard on lock.
What's interesting is that when you get Carrie going, she still remembers all the lines from the old films.
General Kenobi, years ago, you served my father in the Clone Wars.
Well, now, he begs you to help him in his struggle against the Empire.
I regret that I am unable to present my father's request to you in person.
But my ship has fallen under attack, and I'm afraid my mission to bring you to Alderaan has failed.
I have placed information vital to the survival of the Rebellion into the memory systems of this R2 unit. My father will know how to retrieve it.
You must see this droid safely delivered to him on Alderaan.
This is our most desperate hour.
Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're my only hope.
Dang it!
Every time!
I love these movies. And actually, they've become better for me now because I have a daughter and she loves them.
I love that Princess Leia was a very strong woman, and I adored how feisty Carrie Fisher was. I could really sense and feel her fire. And that was important for me as a young girl, to see that kind of woman.
She's very sure of herself, very funny, very, you know, together, very worldly.
Ce n'est pas une victime, la princesse. Elle est très forte. Et c'est bien, c'est... Il n'y a pas beaucoup de femmes fortes dans les films maintenant.
Somebody has to save our skins.
I love her, and I love her when she drives me crazy, and I love her when she makes me laugh. She's just delightful.
Lounging on Jabba.
Carrie's an amazing and unique person. She's got an incredible intellect. She's got real courage, real gall.
Rey? May the Force be with you.
And in conclusion, Your Honor, I hope I slept with you to get the job. Because if not, who the hell was that guy?
What was the question?
God, every
that's
time.
That's a perfect place to wrap this up. That's a perfect place to wrap this show.
Yeah, so that I can
up.
Go, I can go cry
guys,
in a corner forever because that
guys,
was what that
she's
was.
She's been a part of our lives for a long time,
a
and
long
that was
time.
That was a classy way to just tell her story with you know with the cast of Star Wars and everything. It's just man, and like when she man, she's
oh god,
Carrie Fisher. Princess Leia, one of the same, amazing, top man. That it's just beautiful
so
how they put
good.
It together, and I really really enjoyed that. So guys, man, we know we ripped and ran through this. Next week we promise we're going to be getting in depth with a whole bunch of other cool stuff because guess what? Mark's going to be back.
Yeah, he
but
is.
But for now, he's not, and we've got unlimited power. So. Before we bounce out of here, I gotta tell you guys, don't forget to hit us up on at Popcorn Talk Network.
Yes.
On YouTube. Hit that subscribe, hit that like button. And after the show, don't forget that your chat messages do not stay. So hit us up in the comments. I will be talking to you. We can get it on and just go far about no.
Okay.
No, we cannot no, we can't get we can get it on.
Slide up
about,
on them DMs.
Slide
up on the DMs.
Girl. Oh yeah. Hashtag don't tell my wife. I don't need
don't
that drama.
Him. No, don't do it.
But we can get it on about Star Wars, talking about that Luke, Leia, you know what I'm saying? What you think is going to happen with Rey? If you think, you know, Finn's going to come back, karate chopping people, all
Correct.
That good stuff. But before we bounce, I have a wonderful host sitting beside me, super duper cool, awesome, fly, fat, fresh, all that. Super dope.
Oh, God.
Her name is Alexis Torres.
Oh, thank you. As I'm like, again, ugly crying on the other side of the table. Oh, before we go, I definitely wanted to, if you guys didn't watch it, that the John Williams tribute to Carrie was great. I don't want to bring it up because I'm going to start crying again, but it was great. If you haven't seen it, look it up. But you guys can find me on all of your social media at atours890. There's so many shows that I'm doing right now besides doing this amazing
like
show
what?
With you. You're going to make me listen to that? Okay.
Give us two or three.
Okay, good, because I'm doing eight. And it's, I count them out. There's eight shows. Yeah. Into the Badlands is definitely my top right now.
Yeah.
And it's amazing. If you don't know what it is, look it up. And I think next is oh my God, I lost all of it. Attack on Titan's coming up tomorrow. So I will be there for episodes, I think it's three and four. So you guys can catch me there. And I'll obviously just follow me on social media. I'm doing a crap ton of stuff there. I also have my own podcast that's going to be coming out for a company called Trendpunk. There should be a Twitter and a Facebook out there. I will be doing some stuff that's not really AfterBuzz Popcorn Talk appropriate, so we'll talk about it when later on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Now, where can they find you online?
Oh, yes. You guys can find me, again, all over, I think it's Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, and Facebook at atores89, that's A-T-O-R-R-E-S 890.
That's right. And you can find me here, Jedi Alliance, and on Thursdays doing Blind Spot After Show on AfterBuzz TV. And you can also find me on Black Hollywood Live doing my thing daily for Nerd Soul, which is NERDSOUL. One word. That's all you got to do. Just search it up on YouTube. I come straight up. Holla at me if you want to get geeky and nerdy on other stuff besides Star Wars. And I love Star Wars too. But you can find me online at One Youngster, which is O-N-E-Y-O-U-N-G-S-T-A. And guys, you know that many Bothans died to bring you this celebration.
Correct. So good.
But, of course, from us to you, we love you guys. Thank you for watching. And we will see you next week.
For part two.
Peace.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.